Pakistan lies at the heart of the fight against terrorism. The country's northwestern province, which borders Afghanistan, is widely believed to be the home to Taliban and al-Qaeda bases. But Pakistan's government sometimes seems to devote as much energy to internal quarreling as it does to confronting the militants. Today, there were further signs of disarray in Islamabad. The former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif pulled his party out of the ruling coalition. The BBC's Charles Haviland is in Islamabad. As we said, Pakistan is hugely important to the U.S. now in the fight against terrorism. There is great concern whenever there's instability, and there seems to be instability right now. What caused this current shakeup?
Yeah, disarray is the word you used, and it's absolutely the correct word. Basically, since March, just after parliamentary elections, in which former President Musharraf's supporters did very badly, the country became ruled again by the two parties that had ruled in the 1990s, but this time they joined in a kind of grand coalition. That was the Pakistan Muslim League of Nawaz Sharif and the Pakistan People's Party of Asif Zardari. It was always really a marriage of two parties that were by nature antagonistic. And it was said after Mr. Musharraf quit office exactly a week ago that really perhaps the only thing that had united these two parties was their shared dislike of Mr. Musharraf. Just a week later, they have indeed parted company.
Now, the PPP is the party of the slain former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. It is her husband who's in charge of the party right now. Is this party in charge of Pakistan?
It is really, because it's the biggest single party in the country. So not only is this the most powerful party in the country and in government, it is also likely to be the party of the president, because Mr. Zardari is running for president and is likely to win that contest.
And is this party a party that Washington would consider more friendly to American interests than the party of Nawaz Sharif, who says that he and his party are pulling out?
I think one doesn't want to overstate it, but I think broadly one could say yes. Nawaz Sharif has tended to play the, if you like, sovereignty card, the idea that Pakistan doesn't want U.S. infringement on its sovereignty. The Pakistan People's Party, by contrast, has been more outspoken on the issue of terror in the country and problems with militants in the northwest. Indeed, just on Sunday, yesterday, Asif Zardari said he believed that the Taliban should be banned, and today the Pakistani Taliban was very interestingly banned.
Now, this is a very interesting point. You say that the current government has now banned the Pakistan wing of the Taliban. How is it different from the broader Taliban, which is tearing across Afghanistan and hiding out in Pakistan?
It is really very much connected with its Afghan counterpart. Its view of Islam is not a view that respects or observes or recognizes international borders. And the Pakistani Taliban views it as part of its religious duty to attack foreign forces, whether they be on Afghan soil or whether they were to make incursions into Pakistani soil.
Well, can the United States look forward to having more cooperation or less on the part of this new Pakistani government toward the Taliban, who are still apparently given safe haven in this along the border area between Pakistan and Afghanistan?
I think it would be extravagant to think that suddenly everything is going to work out fine. Basically, the politicians in Islamabad have been squabbling and are going to continue squabbling, and the security situation in the country gets worse. We are getting regular reports every day of deaths and of destruction, and obviously fairly often of suicide bombings. And unfortunately, I think that the US will probably continue to look in vain, at least for the time being, for any coordinated plan of action of the type that it would like to see in perhaps collaborating more with Afghanistan against the Taliban. Of course, many Pakistanis and some Afghans feel that banning the Taliban isn't necessarily the way out. They feel that there must, in the end, be dialogue with these people. So it's a complex kind of web of difficulty trying to find out a way out of this situation.
All right. The BBC's Charles Haviland in Islamabad. Thanks very much for the update, Charles.
You're welcome.